Our first speaker is an absolute expert when it comes to all things Texas school business operations related, procurement, facilities, purchasing, transportation, you name it. As Corey said, she's incomparable. I am absolutely honored and pleased to introduce not only my partner, but my dear friend, Mickey Morris, to talk to us about cyber attacks and data breaches.
Good afternoon. So those of you who know me well know that I am an absolute true crime junkie. And it's my guilty pleasure to watch, you know, Dateline, Frontline, any kind of Netflix documentary on true crime. So today our lunch entertainment is going to be a true crime scenario that I'm sure several of you have endured, either from inside a school organization or outside as legal counsel. Cyber attacks and data breaches. Now, this is a pretty hot topic, and we're talking about this because school districts are becoming the hot new target. And I don't know if any of you were paying attention to the explosion of incidents last summer around May of 2024. A criminal group launched Fog ransomware against numerous school districts, several in Texas. And it started like this. I don't have the Keith Morrison true crime voice, so bear with me, but summer, school districts have reduced staff. Many are closed on Fridays. And maintenance and operations, usually the first people on site, they walk into a very hot administration building. Cyber attackers have found a compromised VPN, gotten in through a server. Their immediate destination was the HVAC controls for the central plant of the campus, where they proceed to shut down the air conditioning on all the buildings that are controlled through these building automated control systems. And by the time you find them, you know, it can take less than 2 hours from point of entry to complete infiltration of the school district's data system. And what we're finding out is that 90% of these data breaches, cyber attacks, are originated through phishing emails. And I myself, in fact, I was doing it earlier today, I have clients who send me contracts to review and sign off in DocuSign. I look at DocuSign every day, and I get emails that look exactly like my DocuSign envelopes for contracts. And it takes a great deal of effort on my part to read the tiny print and find out that instead of asking me to sign it, it says something like, "We kindly request your endorsement," which is not how the English language works in the real DocuSign envelope. And then we all know that, you know, well-intended employees may, just in doing their job, think they're getting an email from the depository bank at Wells Fargo in your business office. And unless you slow down, take the time, and check to see who the sender really is, you may not appreciate that what you're about to click is actually coming from somebody named schadenfreude839@yachtmail.com. And it happens, but the law has really developed to catch up with the frequency of attacks, and now the legislature has really increased the reporting and notification obligations for public school districts and local governments. Now, when the worst thing happens, all of the different personalities of crisis come out, and